pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the seventh dispensation, and that is the tribulation, it's taken us to Revelation chapter 5. Verse 1 says, "And I saw," this is John speaking, "and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals." And of course, the one sitting on the throne is God the Father. This book or scroll was written on both sides, and it was sealed with seven seals. And we keep reading in verse 2 through 4, says, "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." We keep reading, and we see that John wept, and he was just beside himself, and he was just mourning the fact that no one was found to open the book. But notice in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, and especially verse 6, John said, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." Well, this is something that we look at and we say, well, who was this person who was slain and stood as a lamb? Well, the Bible tells us and teaches us that the one who was able to open this book was the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, a lamb as it had been slain. Of course, this is Jesus Christ himself. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Well, this is Jesus Christ, of course. And he is the one who's seated with the Father at the right hand. And he is the one who is worthy, John found out, to open the book. And we keep reading, and we looked last time how that Jesus opened five of the seals of the book. And we come to the sixth seal in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. It says there, "And I beheld," and this is John speaking again, "and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal." This is Jesus now. He was opening the sixth seal. And John says, "Lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?'" Well, in these verses, verses 12 through 17, we see the Lamb, we see God the Father on the throne, And notice the events revealed after the sixth seal is opened. It is catastrophic. It's real and not symbolic. Some would have you to believe that this is symbolic of something that's going to take place, but it is not symbolic. It's real. I believe that people have experienced similar events of what is bound and found in Revelation. It's bound there. I mean, it's in this book, this scroll, and we read of it as it's bound, and then it's unbound by Jesus Christ. It's found in Revelation chapter 6, but no one has suffered the catastrophic events such as those listed under the sixth seal. Well, please notice that the first six seals binding the book have each been opened by Jesus himself. In my opinion, no one should try to explain away the seals as merely symbolic in nature. There are people who do that, and they try to symbolize it. The Bible says Jesus opens the seals. Jesus is real. Jesus is not symbolic. The seals are real, and so are the events we read of in Revelation chapter 6. Now, there are certain individuals that they look at many things in the Bible as something that is symbolic. Well, there are some symbolisms that we find in the Word of God. But there are things that people try to say are symbols that are simply not true. Some people try to explain away the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16. Well, the rich man was real, according to the scripture. Lazarus was real. The Bible tells us that the rich man went to hell, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And it talks about Lazarus, how that he was comforted in Abraham's bosom. He was in paradise, and the rich man was in hell. He was being tormented with the flame. He said so. This is not symbolic. Now, that same rich man who we read about in Luke chapter 16 is still in hell. That person is still there being tormented in what we would consider day and night. There is no day and night there. It's only night. It's dark. And people are suffering there right now along with that rich man, those people who have died and gone there without Jesus Christ. Now, Lazarus, I believe, is in heaven. He was in paradise. He was in Abraham's bosom. And you remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross, the thief, he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, Jesus wasn't asking him a question, "Will you be with me?" He said, "You're going to be there. You shalt be there with me in paradise today." So we see that as Jesus went to paradise, and that thief on the cross who confessed Jesus Christ said, "Remember me," he actually got saved. He went to paradise with Jesus. He was there. And Jesus later on led captivity captive. Now, once again, people see this captivity captive as him saving people. Well, we could say that, but I believe it goes further than that. I believe that when he went to the grave and he went to paradise, now the body was still in the grave, in that tomb. Jesus' body was still there, but the real Jesus went to paradise, and that thief was there, and so was Lazarus. And I believe that when he came out of there, out of the paradise, he led captivity captive. I believe he took them to heaven. I believe they're there now. And you and I who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have nothing but good to look forward to. The greatest things going to happen in the future for us, because we're going to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let's get back. I got carried away talking about Jesus and about the rich man and Lazarus, how that, you know, those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, we have everything to be thankful for today, because we're going to be with him one day in glory. Well, Jesus opened that sixth seal, and it was catastrophic. Well, now we see the seventh seal in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1. This is the opening of the seal. It says there, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Well, what does all of this mean? Well, this chapter opens with the announcement that the seventh seal is opened. Well, this is the last of the seven seals marking the prophetic judgments of God. And with the opening of this seal, the seventh seal, the narrative is resumed from the close of chapter 6. And that was simply introduced. The seventh seal is obviously the most important development up to this point. Well, we see that contained in the seventh seal are all the subsequent developments leading to the second coming of Christ, including the seven trumpets and the seven vials of the wrath of God. The trumpets, therefore, do not double back over all or some of the seals, but lie under the sixth seal and proceed from it. For this reason, it is equally incorrect to speak of the trumpets as following the seals. The seventh seal is opened. These do not follow. In other words, what we read of as the seventh seal is opened, those things that we read of there, they do not follow, but are the seventh seal. Just as the trumpets are the seventh seal, so the vials are the contents of the seventh trumpet. Now, that may seem a little confusing. If we get out of the Word of God, it will be even more confusing, but we're going to stay with the Word of God. The vials that we read of constitute the seventh trumpet. Now, the vials, the bowls, do not double back over the seal and trumpet judgments. Neither is it correct to say that they follow the trumpet visitations. They do not follow because they are the seventh trumpet contents. Now, there's a lot to cover in this, and stay with me. 30 minutes of silence. That's what the Bible says there in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1, about the space of half an hour. There was silence. 30 minutes of this, it indicates something exceedingly harmful is about to happen. 30 minutes is not ordinarily considered a long time. But when it is a time of absolute silence, it would indicate that such devastation is about to happen, that it would seem what lies ahead would be enough, as the saying is, to take your breath away. Of what lies ahead will be so terrible that even the four beasts of Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8, who rest not day and night, remember they say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," these will be silent. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8, we read of that, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." But when this seal is opened, when there is silence in heaven, that means that these who were saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," that they are silenced. There is silence, complete silence. Nothing is heard. It is so catastrophic. We think we've heard of catastrophic things happened on this earth before. There is nothing that is going to compare or that has happened in the past that will compare to what the future holds for those people who are living during this time on this earth. May God help them to stand for Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.